I'm Jack Lessenberry. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled unanimously yesterday that the state has to refund more than $500 million improperly taken from the state's teachers. That has to be an extremely welcome holiday present for Michigan's beleaguered teachers, who for years have felt under siege from politicians who've weakened their unions, their pensions, and made them pay more for health care. This should also be a political gift to the Democrats, who have in recent years become the party of choice for the state's teachers, especially since Republicans in the legislature often seem to have declared war on teachers as a class. But instead, it looks like a political win for Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who started out being against the teachers, flipped, and yesterday praised the high court for making what he called the right decision for teachers in this case. And, as is too often the case, former Senate Minority Leader and candidate for Governor Gretchen Whitmer was nowhere to be seen. Here's what happened. 7 years ago, while Democrat Jennifer Granholm was still governor, the legislature passed a law confiscating 3% of the salaries of teachers and other school employees and put it into a fund for the retirement benefits. Teachers' unions immediately sued, arguing that this was a violation of their contracts, and in time, the courts not only agreed that it was a violation, but an unconstitutional breach of contract. The state stopped seizing the money after 2012. Now, courts at all levels have long held that when money or property is taken unconstitutionally, it has to be restored without delay. But the Snyder administration refused to give it back and said that since a new law asking teachers to make voluntary contributions had been enacted in 2012, the state should be able to keep the money seized under the old unconstitutional law. Bill Schuette even defended that position and argued on the state's behalf before the Michigan Court of Appeals. Then, a year and a half ago, the appeals court said, in no uncertain terms, give the money back. Schuette then told Governor Rick Snyder he was on his own. Schuette knew he was going to run for governor and knew the one thing he didn't need was a humiliating loss that would make him look anti-teacher. Snyder should then have accepted the decision and given the money back. But instead, he spent hundreds of thousands of the state's money on outside counsel, only to lose unanimously in the Supreme Court, many of whose members he'd appointed. Sure enough, once the decision was announced, a spokesperson for Schuette was saying, this Granholm-era money grab is now over, and that he strongly agrees that Michigan Supreme Court made the right decision for teachers. Never mind that the unconstitutional law was passed by a Republican state senate, or that Schuette himself defended it for a long time. Strategically, this was brilliant. What's baffling is, where is Gretchen Whitmer, who's been a defender of teachers for years? Politically, she should have been out there proclaiming before the decision that this was wrong and the money needed to be returned. But I've seen no mention of her in any news story on the ruling. If this doesn't worry senior Democratic strategists, I'd be surprised.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.